Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host. I'm going to give you some college scores from yesterday. Colorado beat Kansas. And Kansas beat Colorado 94-74. Vanderbilt in Kentucky. Kentucky beat Vanderbilt 58-56. Illinois lost to Purdue 75-65. Kansas beat Oklahoma 83-63. Seton Hall lost to West Virginia 75-63. Gonzaga beat Pepperdine 72-54. Siena beat Butler. Butler beat Siena 70-53. BYU beat Wyoming 85-63. Air Force lost to Mexico 59-56.
It's not working. The show is on, but not streaming. Did you just hang up?
No.
It says show is on, but not streaming. I don't know what that means.
Give me get Melbourne phone.
No, just keep talking. I hope you're on.
Texas 71, Texas Tech 67, Tennessee 63, South Carolina 55, Tulane 75, St. Joe's 67.
It should be there, Darryl.
Clicky Mar.
See? I'm here.
Okay, let me finish giving the score. We didn't think it was working.
Yeah.
Okay. Baylor beat Oklahoma State beat Baylor 82-75. Texas A&M beat Iowa State 60-56. Wake Forest beat North NC State 68-58. St. John's beat Southern Florida 74-58. Morgan State lost to Morehouse State 75-66. UNC Greensboro beat Capital 59-53. Louisiana Tech beat Northeastern 70-67. Louisville beat DePaul 68 59, Georgia Tech. Lost to Maryland, 76-74. Alabama lost to Georgia, 76-70. Nevada lost to Missouri State, 62-60. And Little Rock, Arkansas lost to North Texas, 83-65. Also, Mississippi State beat LSU, 60-59. Connecticut beat Rutgers, 75-58. Akron beat TCU beat Akron, 70-53. Auburn beat Arkansas, 92-83. Missouri beat Nebraska, 74-59. West Carolina lost to Kent State, 74-72. Charleston beat George Mason, 85-83. UCLA lost to Washington, 97-86. South Alabama lost to Middle Tennessee, 81-54. Wichita State lost to Utah State, 68-58. And the last of the finals yesterday with New Mexico State, 84. Princeton, 87. And the games today, Pittsburgh beat Villanova, 70-65. Ohio State beat Michigan State, 74-67. Northwestern lost to Wisconsin, 70-63. Dayton, as an 8-10, lost to Duquesne, 73-71. And Marquette beat Cincinnati, 79-76. That's all the scores for the weekend. And I'm hosted by my host, Steve. How you doing, Steve?
Hey, I'm all right. My computer's not. I'm having some trouble with my technical issues with my computer, as usual. But it keeps wanting to shut down on me. So luckily, I before it did that, I didn't mute myself. So this way you could hear me and everyone out there could hear me. So, but it's doing okay.
As far as we know of, today's game, because I heard some of the game, Dayton and Duquesne game, the announcer saying, up to today, it's one position open in our conference, okay, to get in the NCAA. It was three teams battling for it. Dayton.
49ers.
Yeah, 49ers and Rhode Island. Dayton lost today.
Aren't you the 49ers? The Charlotte 49ers?
Yeah. Okay, Dayton lost today to Duquesne. So that hurt them.
Yeah.
Because if they had won today, they'd have been tied with us.
Right.
So they lost. So it's still open, but it's us and Rhode Island and St. Louis right now fighting for that last spot.
Okay.
There's one spot left in the 18 to go. So it's right now it's a three-way battle.
Well, like I told you yesterday, your team will have to win their last four games.
Well, no, what they're saying is if we win the next three, that's against St. Joe's, St. Louis.
St. Joe's.
No, St. Joe's, George Washington,
and Rhode Island.
Okay, if we win those, but we have one more game. I said that's Richmond. But we win those three games.
Yeah.
Going into Richmond, that would be the exciting game because that would be getting anybody wanting to see who wins. If we win the next three games, going to there, that would be the ultimate game right there. Because if we can knock them off, the last game of the season, that'd be four straight.
They're not gonna do it.
I mean, it's not impossible. People can do it.
Yeah.
It's just rough to do. We can do it. We've done it before. But
if you win the last four games, and like I said yesterday, get to at least the semifinals in your conference tournament, your team will probably do pretty well as far as being seated in the big dance. It's kind of like each team can control their own destiny at this point.
That's what it is. If anybody comment on that, you give me a call at 917-388-4571. And Steve?
Yeah. Well, right now my phone thing is not up because I'm still trying to get back on to line, so we'll just use yours for now. So
so right now, the last four games is make it or break it, basically. That's what
yeah.
it is. Mm-hmm. It's the last four games are make it or break it. It's to the point now, it's no more excuses. Because, it's, like you say, last time we talked, you're not early in the season, you're late in the season. And these
yeah.
are games that count.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got anything left, you might as well use it.
Yeah.
Because there's no tomorrow.
That is very true.
How's your Florida team doing?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Now, see, I'm surprised. You ain't.
I, you know, I'm more into the football than the basketball. You know that.
Yeah.
You know, it's. I don't know what they're. You know where they're at in the conference, or you know, of course, like I said, right now I can't. I'm trying to bring up. Mozilla Firefox, and I'm having some difficulty in doing that, and so I'm trying to wing it here, and this is the time of the year where it gets interesting, you know, late February, early March, you know, you have every one of these conferences that, you know, will start having their conference tournaments, you know, to determine if, you know, their team gets to be in the big dance or not. So,
this is what you wait on.
And of course, the there's some people out there that's like, oh yeah, you know, they need to expand the tournament. What do you think about them expanding the tournament? Putting more
teams
in.
You still have to get the teams you want in.
Well, there's talking about putting like 96 teams in, a total of 96 teams.
Okay, some of them get a first round bye. I mean, some of them get
yeah.
a first round win.
Yeah.
But 96 tournament, 96 games, teams. That's a lot of games, teams.
Yeah, that is a lot of games.
Amy said it was stupid.
Well, you
Didn't
know,
you
mean, I mean, I don't know. It's. I mean, 64. You think, well, 64. That's a lot. That's a lot of teams, also. But you know, the way you know, this will give some teams, you know, an advantage of. I mean, if they were to expand it, it would give some teams an advantage more than other teams. Some of your you know, number one ranked teams in the tournament, number one and number two, would have a distinct advantage because they would have, you know, a week off or a, you know, a game off. But, yeah, the thing about number 16 playing number one and, you know, number one beating them by 45 points, you know, it's kind of ridiculous, you know.
Yeah, but
so.
you know what it's all up to is money.
Yeah,
that's all it's down to is money.
Anybody else out there
got a recall on that? Give me a call at 917-388-4571. And you know, this is when it gets down to this. It's always about money.
Mm-hmm. Or 347-850-1572. I've got my thing back up, so right now I do.
Because you
know
how
long it'll last, but.
So you know, right now when you get to the big dance, you get good money.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get the money, but the athletic departments gets it.
Oh yeah. The conference gets the money.
So, you know, it's like... it's like, who's gonna advantage of it?
Yeah.
The big companies, you know, they're gonna take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they get the most.
Oh yeah.
They get the biggest chunk.
Yep.
The SEC, ACC, Big Ten.
Basically, it's the BCS. Even though it's not football, it's basketball, but basically the BCS conferences, the football BCS conferences get the biggest money.
So that's like, I know, it's like the Big Ten, the ACC, SEC, Big East, and I got five. Who's the other one?
Let's see. SEC, ACC, Big Ten, Big East, Pac-10, Big 12.
Okay, that's what I was leaving out. Because those are the power conferences.
Yeah.
Their power ratings are so high, you can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what, Steve? All conferences are not equal.
No.
All conferences are not equal. Okay. So you got some big schools out there. But how about these, like, say, let me give you for one instance. Say at Jackson State. Okay, you know,
yeah.
they've been to dance. They've been to dance. But they lost in the first round.
Right.
Say at Jackson State, Morehead State. They've been there, but it's been a while.
Yeah.
Who else can I say?
Well,
since the Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
No. And who's the team they play in to play in? What conference is those?
Oh, that's like your, it's predominantly all black schools, you know. It's those conferences. For some reason, they are obviously the weakest of the bunch, according to, you know, the ones that make up this tournament.
And they're not really weak.
No.
They're not really weak.
No, but they consider them weak and consider it where they will, 2 16 teams play each other in the play-in game in Dayton, Ohio, to get in, and then end up playing either the overall number one seed or one of the number one seeds. And then typically, the last few years since they've done this, they end up losing on average by like 45 points in that first game.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a privilege for them to get in. And it is.
Yeah.
I don't care what conference you're in. Like you said, it's mostly black conferences.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is. That's what I've noticed.
Because they don't have a tournament.
No.
And you know one other thing?
What?
And you got to agree on me with this.
What's that?
They don't get the TV coverage.
No, of course not. No. And
some teams that do get TV coverage.
Yeah. But a lot of your smaller schools, and it's not just the, you know, predominantly African-American schools, but a lot of the small schools do not get a lot of TV coverage. You know, only those that have made the tournament in the last few years and are potential powerhouses end up with the TV schedule. Because it's all about the money, like you said. You know?
You'll hear about it too much.
ESPN is not going to show, you know, we've had this discussion several times before. ESPN is not going to show two schools that typically do not generate interest, you know, to very small schools. You know, they're not going to show those teams. They're going to show, you know, the Kentuckys, the Tennessees, the Vandys, the Floridas, you know, the Georgia Tets, the Florida States, you know, any of the Big Six conferences, any of those teams in those conferences, they're going to show those games. And then within among those six conferences, they're going to show those perennial powerhouses, North Carolina, Duke, Kentucky, you know, Tennessee, within those six conferences. Ohio State is one, USC, I think. You know, they're going to show those schools first because those are the ones that people want to see. They're not going to want to see, you know, a Morehead State versus a Jackson State, you know. And it's not anything against the schools. It's just the interest is not there for those schools. Now
down here on the channel, they do have a channel for black colleges.
Uh-huh.
They show the games on a Saturday. Now they show Jackson State, Morehead State. It's called the SWAC.
Yeah.
Okay, now they do show the SWAC games down here.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's good.
And see, some of those teams do get in the Big Dance. What? They're playing.
Right.
And when you see them on TV, they don't have as many people in the audience, but it doesn't matter. Them boys are playing as hard as they can.
Yep. And those fans are just as devoted as any Kentucky fan or Florida fan or, you know, Georgia Tech fan. They're just as devoted to their school as any of those other schools' fans are.
And you can't tell no difference.
Yeah, it's just there's just not as many of them. But unfortunately, that's just the way it goes sometimes. So
it sucks. It
so,
does.
So, how are you doing?
Fine.
Good.
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Good.
If anybody else have any comments on that, give me a call at 917-388-4571 or Steve.
347-850-1572. We are on for another 37 minutes here on Blog Talk Radio and KSLP Internet Radio. I am DJ CVP, broadcasting live from the beautiful KSLP Internet Radio Studios, also known as my dorm room, here in Sun Valley, Idaho. And my co-host is in Charlotte, North Carolina, at his home. And have you been watching any of the Olympics?
Yeah. Oh, Steve, before we get to the Olympics, I got a question to ask you.
Yeah.
And think about it. How? And you think it'll happen in our lifetime. How can they fix the minor conferences, like you say, the SWAC, the little black conferences? How can they bring them up to where They're not looked at like as a nobody?
The only way I see that happening is, you know, a couple of those teams get into the Big Dance every year, and rightfully so. They deserve to go if they win their conference, you know, or their conference tournament. If they get in, and, you know, say they're not a number 16 seed, because a number 16 seed has never beat a number 1. But say they're a number 14 or 15 seed, you know,
yeah,
and they beat the number 2 or number 3 ranked team in their conference bracket, or in their bracket, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they advance pretty far in the tournament, you know, kind of like George Mason did a few years ago.
But you ain't heard nothing about them no more.
Right, but in 2006, they made it all the way to the, I think it was the Final Four, and then Florida beat them on their way to the national championship. But they were a small school, George Mason out of Virginia, and you know, they just whipped through, you know, four teams in the tournament, and then, you know, made it to the Final Four, and you know, all of a sudden that shined a light on the small mid-major schools.
Majors, yeah.
And yeah, that's the only way that I see that happening, is if more of these
another mid-major.
Teams, yeah, more of these teams that get in that are a 13 seed, a 14 seed, a 15 seed, or even a 16 seed. Now, it hasn't happened yet, but one day it will happen. A 16 seed will beat a number one seed. You know, one day,
yep,
there's going to be a number one seed that's so cocky and that they think that their crap don't stink, you know, that they're going to have their ass handed to them two ways to Sunday, you know? And
yep,
it's, you know, it hasn't happened yet. It could happen this year, but it, one of these days it's going to happen, you know? One of the, you know, in the next 10 years or so, I could see it happening. I mean, hell, it could happen this year, but, you know,
it's possible.
Only then will these mid-major conferences start getting some buzz that the ones like Kentucky and Tennessee and Georgia Tech, Florida State, all of these, Boston College, all of these have gotten. Because, you know, a long time ago, these big schools now weren't so big, you know. So, I mean, it's just the way the wind blows, I guess you could say. But I see it happening, but that's the only way they're ever going to get any kind of press coverage, is by making a statement in the tournament. Not winning it, just making a statement and going past, say, the second round.
Well, even if they don't go past the second round, since they go past the first round by beating that number one seed, okay?
Yeah.
That's going to be a buzz.
That it will, absolutely.
That'll be the talk. That's going to be
yeah,
talk. That's the main headline. Number 16 seed for the first time ever be the number one seed.
Yeah.
That don't mean they're going to win the whole thing, okay?
No.
But like you said, that mean they outplayed them.
Yeah.
They did what they had to do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, until then, I just wish they would change it around a little bit. I mean, it's just too bad. And when it comes down to selection committee, it's a lot of teams that's left out that could be in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, which kind of, you know, puts the spotlight on the fact that maybe expanding it for the first time in 25 years, you know, because it hasn't, the field hasn't, I mean, it went from 64 to 65, but, woo, you know. But, you
yeah,
know, it hasn't been expanded since 1985. So, I mean,
yeah,
you know,
1985 it was 46.
I can't see having every team in the tournament. But, you know, I see expanding it by two rounds to 128. Or one round to 128, you know, doubling the field of 64, have one more game in there, have a seventh game.
Yep.
You get more teams in, and you get more of your favorites that are on the bubble would get in. Of course, that would put a damper on the NIT, but, you know, also you would have different teams in the NIT. Still have the NIT, you know. What's the field of NIT? What is it, like 32 teams?
I think it is 32.
Yeah, okay. So you would have 128, and then you would have another 32. And so, I mean, that would be 160 teams, you know, playing in postseason play. That's still, well, that's actually about half of the total number of teams in the, you know, that play, you know, college basketball, which is, I think, somewhere around 319. So basically you would have half of the teams playing and half of them not in postseason.
Yeah. But you know what? With all those teams there,
you would get some better matchups and a team like Morehead State or Jackson State, for example, would possibly, you know, actually get a win in the first round, instead of not getting a win in the first round. Because if you expand it, if you double it, which they probably will never do, but if you do double it, I mean, each bracket would have 32 teams in it.
Yep.
So you would have a one seed playing a 32 seed.
And that just don't sound right.
Well, it don't sound right, but you know, I can see it happening, you know. Anyway. So.
This is the part I like of the college season, because you get down to this, you start wondering who's going to get in, who's not going to get in it, and then you be like, oh, okay, they got in, okay. They're not.
And then every year there's always teams that can legitimately say, well, you know, we deserve to be in there, but we got passed over for another team. It happens. Unfortunately, it happens every year. You know.
Yep.
So.
But we shall see.
Yeah.
You know, some conferences they start early.
Yeah.
Some conferences start this tournament coming up pretty soon.
Next week, right?
A lot of them do.
Yeah.
I think. Because their season ends before some people's.
Yeah.
So
have you watched any of the Olympics?
Not really.
You know, there's a Facebook petition on a thing on Facebook that talks about. The Olympics on NBC, not the cable channels, but NBC, they're live on the East Coast, they're live in the Central Time Zone, but then they're on tape delay out here in the Mountain Time Zone, and they're on tape delay out in California and on the West Coast. So
yep.
if there's an event that's live, that's on NBC, people are going to find out about it first through Facebook or by checking ESPN or going to the Olympic website than they will before they can even watch it. And so there's a Facebook petition that basically says that NBC's coverage sucks.
Okay.
And they ought to change it, which they should, because it's a live sporting event and it shouldn't just be East Coast and Central Time Zone. It should be across the country live, you know, and then just work your news or whatever around it.
Yeah.
And
hold on for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, she's a shy girl.
Who?
Amy.
Who's shy?
She want me to get it. Amy, she's going to get her something, but she won't talk for a minute for me.
Since when is she shy?
Uh-oh. 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 Wait, I see what you said.
She ain't shy.
Did you hear?
I'm here. What'd she say?
She said, what you say? When he said, when is you shy?
She's
laughing at you.
She's laughing at me. I'm laughing at her.
Yeah, I haven't seen elephants in a couple of days.
Yeah. All of a sudden, deer in the headlights, right?
No, Emmy won't watch them.
Well,
she don't like the Olympics.
Now, I this is something I've done at work. A lot of people, because this is a ski resort, a lot of people are interested in the Winter Olympics. Now,
yeah.
Last year, we had figure skaters here that are either in the Olympics or have been in the past Olympics. You know, we had, you know, I've got that video of Sasha Cohen, 2006 silver medalist, Olympic silver medalist Sasha Cohen. I've got that video on YouTube that I shot of her performance here at the ice rink, outdoor ice rink. She's not in it this year, but there is one guy, I guess you could call him a guy, half guy maybe. What?
You got one of those there?
What?
Like
let's just say he's a little fruity, okay? This guy's a little fruity, but he was here last year and doing the ice shows, but he's actually in the Olympics now, and I made the mistake of last year. I didn't. He said, "Excuse me," and the way he said it, I said, "All right, I'll be right with you, ma'am." And I was looking down. I looked up, and it was a guy standing there. But fruity is a very minimum way of saying, you know, about him. But I mean, nothing against that or not. But he's just. The way he sounded. So, anyway, he is in the Olympics, and so.
Yeah, he's a friend that's in the Olympics right now.
What's that?
He's a figure skater.
Yeah.
He's gay.
Yeah.
People, give me a call if you hear anything. Notice on that at 917-388-4571, and we do jump off the topic and talk about other stuff. But you don't want to know what Amy says, Steve.
I don't.
Yeah.
She'll have to tell me off the air or send me a message on Facebook.
Yeah.
She'll send
you a message on Facebook.
Anyway, speaking of the Olympics, the United States has a total, they're in the lead with 24 medals. They have 7 gold, 7 silver, and 10 bronze. Germany is second with 16 total medals. Norway is third with 12. South Korea is fourth with 9, and host country Canada is fifth with 8. Then on, now this is very interesting. On NBCOlympics.com, they have a where you can look at the all-time standings, and this is in the Winter Olympics. And this is going back to 1924. That was the very first Olympics in France.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, since the 1924 Olympics, Norway is in first with 290 medals, 103 gold, 101 silver, and 86 bronze. United States is second with 237. So they got a ways to go to catch Norway. But I just thought that was interesting that they have the total number that a country has, you know, gotten all time. So, and the Soviet Union, the old Soviet Union, is third with 217.
Wow.
So, yeah. But, I mean, they got West Germany on here. You know, West Germany is not here anymore. They got East Germany on here. Czechoslovakia. I mean, Australia has won a total of 8 medals in the Winter Olympics. That's it.
Wow.
So, but I just thought that was interesting. Now, there's a few days left of the Olympics, coming up tomorrow, I think. Let me make sure. If you're into hockey, are you into hockey?
Yep.
Okay, you're into hockey. Okay. Let me get to that. There is a huge game tomorrow, women's hockey. And what that is, let me make sure I have that right. Let's see. Results and schedules. Clicking on this as we're talking here. Okay. Let's see. Let me get down to it here. The women's hockey, I mean, Canada, you know, they won their very first game 18-0. States won their first game 12-1. But coming up on, okay. All right. Tomorrow is the women's semifinal. The winner of these two games play in the gold medal game, I think, on Thursday. But tomorrow at, I think it's, well, it's 12 noon my time, the United States plays Sweden women's semifinal hockey. And then Canada plays Finland in the second semifinal. And then, of course, the winners of those will end up playing in the finals. Now, today, actually right now, game just started. Canada and United States men's hockey is going on now on, I don't know if it's MSNBC, CNBC, or USA. It's one of those three, but they are playing each other now. So, and of course, Canada is hoping for the gold medal in that because since they're the home country, but the United States and Canada in the men's tournament, United States is actually in first. They have, let's see, they've won two, lost none. Canada's actually won one, and it looks like they tied one. But yeah, they're playing now, today, and I don't have a game just started, so we don't have a scores yet, but if anybody wants to talk about the Olympics, you may do so at 917-388-4571 or 317-850-1572. I know you like the curling. We discussed that the other day. So,
hey, look, get off the curling. The United States hasn't won a curling match yet.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that. They maybe you should be on their team.
Yeah. If the United States win, they're going to win the gold.
Are we talking about hockey or curling?
Hockey.
Yeah. Yeah, both the men's and women's hockey teams are U.S., are definitely worth watching. You know, I saw the first game. I was able to watch that. Now, I don't know about the men, but the women are coached by former Olympic gold medalist Mark Johnson, who was on the 1980 team, the one that beat Russia. He was on that.
So if we come out the winners of this thing, it'll be the first gold, the Olympics we came out winners, on top, and, because, you know, they think about taking the pro hockey players out of it.
Yeah.
They said this might be their last year.
Well, I don't know. It wouldn't make it as fun if you take the pro players out. It's not as much fun, you know.
Well, because they said the Americans ain't doing good in the hockey thing.
Yeah, like they're proving that this year, and here they are in first place. Yeah. Now there was a controversy yesterday, and I think it was women's bobsledding, I believe.
Yeah.
There was a woman from Great Britain, and the way her helmet was designed, both the United States and Canada filed a formal protest with the governing body over that sport about her helmet. They said the reason she won the gold medal, whoever it was, but they said the reason she won the gold medal was because of her helmet, that it was against the rules to have a helmet like that. And both of all three of the protests, because the United States had two and Canada had one, all three of them were turned down by the committee. Because the United States and Canada finished fourth and fifth in that race. And that was actually Great Britain's first medal overall in these Olympics. So
how's that lady doing?
What lady?
That downhill lady.
Lindsey Vonn?
Huh?
Who?
The downhill lady. Had the bad ankle.
Oh, Lindsey Vonn. She's won a couple of medals. She has won a couple of medals. And also, yesterday, I don't know if you heard this, but Apollo Antonino is now the most decorated Winter Olympian in U.S. history.
Wow.
He passed Bonnie Blair, who I remember her from, I think, the 94 games. But he passed her in speed skating, short track speed skating. And he still has a chance to get a couple more medals. So.
Yep. So when's the Olympics over?
The Olympics is over next Sunday. There's one more week left of the Olympics. And then people's going to start getting ready for London in 2012. So that's where the next summer games will be in London.
Yeah.
And then I've heard that it's Russia that will host the 2014 Winter Games, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Rio will host the 2016 Summer Games. So that's where that's where all that stands right now. So, all right, well, I'm going to take a real quick break. And, I just lost the page. Hold on.
You silly.
Okay. All right, I'm going to take a real quick play a real quick song, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes here on KSLP Internet Radio.
Love Talk.
I tried to wait for you, but you have closed.
KSLP Internet Radio, good afternoon to you. 4:52 in the p.m. here in beautiful Sun Valley. I am DJ CVP, joined by my co-host, Daryl Wynn, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. That was ABBA with SOS here on KSLP Internet Radio. Actually, I do have some hockey scores for you. Yesterday, in men's hockey in the Vancouver Olympics, Switzerland beat Norway 5-4. Slovakia over Latvia 6-0. Belarus beat Germany 5-3. And then in women's hockey, you had Switzerland all over China 6-0, and Russia beat Slovakia 4-2. Now, actually, the game today, the U.S. and Canada game today, actually starts on in about an hour. It starts at 7:40 Eastern time. But earlier today, you had Russia beat the Czech Republic 4-2 in men's hockey, and there's no women's hockey game scheduled for today. So we're back with Daryl Wynn.
About 2 weeks, Steve, I'm gonna put Steve on the spot, y'all. So y'all gonna have to listen to the show. In 2 weeks, I'm gonna put Steve on the spot.
Oh, really?
I'm gonna try to get him to say who. In a week, who his number one team should be going into the tournament. What teams he picked to be number one, what teams he picked to be second seeded, and what teams he picked to be third seeded.
Okay.
So I'm putting you on the spot.
Wow. Yeah, you are. Wow. Okay, so I have a week. I have a week to come up with that. Okay.
Yes. All
right.
Who you think going to be number one, all four number one seeds? The East regions, the West.
Well, I can't say, you know, which you know, they're going to be in. Just if they're going to be a number one seed,
yeah,
or not.
The four top number one, and the four top number two, and the four top number three.
Okay. All right. Well, that's going to be a challenge. But I will definitely spend the next week trying to study that and trying to figure out who we think it should be, or who I think it should be. So
let me ask you, you think Kansas could go all the way, number one in their conference?
You know, I don't know. Like I said, I don't want to make any predictions right now. I need to study it and educate myself on it real quick, and before I'm making any, you know, I've heard of a few teams this year that have been number one, and you know, but there's a lot's going to go into it, and you know, you could have a number one seed, and then, I mean, someone that's in the top five in the country right now, but then they go to their conference tournament and choke, and that could end up screwing up their first round, you know, their overall seeding. Of course, you know, you don't have to be a number one seed to win the tournament, you know, but Florida a few years ago was number three. They was in 2006, they was the number three seed. So, all right, well, we have 2 minutes left of the show, and I'd like to thank everyone out there for listening to me and Daryl BSing about sports. Well, that's what
yeah.
I was doing.
right. See, Friday, I don't think I'm going to be doing a show. Saturday, Sunday, I will, because Amy's going.
Saturday,
Sunday, I will. Amy's going to her our nephew's birthday party Saturday night. I mean, Saturday.
Okay.
So, yeah, she's going on. She won't be here Friday night to help me. So, all you listeners out there, be sure to tune in next week when Steve has to get his top four, number one picks, top second picks, and top third picks.
Also,
on that note,
also,
I don't think he can do it.
Also, Daryl, I should have a show tonight. Hopefully, I'll have a show tonight at 2 a.m. East Coast time, 11 p.m. Pacific. I will try to have a three-hour show. This Tuesday, becoming very popular. I will have my Tuesday 2 play at 2 a.m. Thank you. At 2 a.m. Tomorrow at or Tuesday morning, 2 a.m., 11 p.m. Pacific, I'll have a three-hour Tuesday 2 play show. But just check Blog Talk Radio, DJ Stevie P, for all upcoming shows. And so I'd like to say thank you to my co-host, Daryl. You have yourself a good evening.
And you too.
Thank you. And so we're going to leave Daryl now. And on behalf of everyone here at KSLP Internet Radio, have yourself a wonderful day. Try to catch this Men's Hockey U.S. and Canada coming on in about 40 minutes or so. Take us out. This is John Mellencamp with Small Town here on KSLP Internet Radio. Until tonight, have yourself a wonderful day.
Still hayseed enough to say, look who's in the big town. My baby!